You're listening to the Scale with Speed podcast. Why? Because scale equals revenue and speed equals profit. Hosted by nine-figure business builders Matt Monero and Judge Graham. Enter with caution.
Welcome to the Scale with Speed podcast. I am Judge Graham.
I'm Matt Monero.
With my business partner, Matt. Don't leave me hanging.
Ooh, sorry, I was putting my cigar in my mouth. Sorry, buddy.
Get the cigar, match it. I love the backdrop here, too, guys. Right behind Matt is his, what is that called, like a caricature?
Yeah, caricature. Right? Yeah.
He's got the cigar in. It's so perfect.
Shout out to Billy Weems and his staff for knocking out
Kingdom content.
Yeah,
it was killer. They did all these graphics. So today is one that is near and dear to our hearts, right? I mean, I would say this particular topic is how you build a real company, right? So let's get clear on something. You don't have a company unless you have people, okay? People build companies. And Matt and I's view on that is you can't just have a culture. Culture's nice. Dude, you got to have a freaking growth culture, right? You need this fierce, aggressive, whatever it takes, unified team that wants to win every day, and that's a growth culture.
Yeah.
And that we're going to get into the differences between culture and growth culture, why it's important. We're going to give you some tips on how you can even execute it, whether you're a $100 million company or you're less than $1 million company. It doesn't matter. Mm-mm. You got to do it, and it's cost-effective at the low end. And then, hey, if you got money, you can do some really cool things at the bigger end.
So just before you check out on today's podcast and you're like, oh, this is about culture, I want to stop you real quick, and I want to go back to what Judge just said. Everything starts with this topic in your business.
Has to.
This is not something that your eyes glaze over, because so many people, Judge, are like, oh, culture means it's touchy-feely. It means it's ping pong tables. It means it's bring your dog to work. Cool. All that is important if that's an element of your culture. But we want to overlay growth culture, that the organization is moving forward, achieving results, getting bigger, scaling with speed.
Yeah, and it takes a commitment from you, the leader, to do it. I mean, we're seeing it in some other businesses we're involved in where we're not the operators in those business. And dude, those operators, they've got to be dialed in every single day, because good people only want to work for great companies, right? And you can't be a great company unless you're freaking committed and you're dialed in as the leader to live what we're going to get into, the core values, to live the momentum, to live the speed, to live the accountability. Right. So if you're frustrated and you own your business or you're the manager right now, this is a self-reflection time to go, dude, am I dialed in? Am I leading by example? Because good people want to be led.
I would bet my life on this next statement, and I think Judge would too. 90% of your problems will go away when you get the culture and growth culture dialed in your organization. Now, let's just say you're one person or two people or three people, you're small and you haven't spent the time on it, all the more reason. Dude, what do you want out of this business? What does it stand for? What are you willing to tolerate? What does it look like? What is the coloring of it? What are your missions? What are the principal foundations that you will be relentless to? It's almost equally or greater important for a one-person show, because without it, you ain't going to get two or three or four people to buy into what you're doing.
Yeah.
And without it, everybody's freaking lost. It is the foundation of great companies. Please don't check out on us on this one. This is how it starts.
So let's give our definition, Matt. I've got it in front of us. I should have this memorized by now, but I don't. An empowered and aligned organization that is committed to the success of its customers, team members, and financial targets. Okay, read it one more time. An empowered, right? An empowered, allowing people to be successful, aligned organization that is committed to the success of customers, its team members, and money, the financial targets, right? Most organizations have none of this. They may have a little bit of it. dude, when you have this level of clarity of you win.
All of the operative words, right, that are in there. And those words are the word empowered, the word aligned, the word committed, the success of customers, success of teamwork, team members, and financial targets.
Yeah, you know, dude, listen, hey, I want that new camera. Dude, we got to make money to support to buy the camera, right? I mean, that, it would frustrate me. It's like, why do you care so much of the money? Why do you care about your paycheck? Like, we got to make freaking money to pay people, right? You understand that concept, right?
The reason your company isn't growing is because you don't have clear financial targets.
Yeah, that you're empowering people, you're holding them accountable, you're measuring it, and you're optimizing it.
So viable, so valuable.
So a couple quick stats we're going to give, because I love stats. 87% of employees are unhappy and not motivated. These are real stats. Now, again, this is probably more at scale, right? So, you know, if you're going, dude, I've got, three people and everybody's happy, then this is probably a little off. But if you get 15, 20 plus, 30, 100 people, 87% are unhappy and not motivated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real stat. 31 hours per week that people are not being productive.
It's 40 hours in the week anyway.
Yeah, dude, that goes back to the lack of alignment, commitment, accountability. 63% not engaged. I don't give a fuck that I'm here. Let me hide and get behind Facebook. I'm building my side business on the side. I'm doing whatever.
It's just a job.
It's just a job. I need to work my, 7 hours a week. I don't care, mm-hmm. right? So the thing is, and Matt and I do this at Burn the Ships, dude, you've got freaking walking zombies. People just don't care about the organization. And more importantly, it's toxic. There's toxicity that's brewing because you haven't built not just culture, but this growth culture.
I mean, this is weird to be talking about this because we have Ramsey and Z in the studio with us, and you guys are, you guys are saying one of two things in total transparency. You're saying Matt and Judge are full of shit, right. Or you're saying, no, I actually see what they're saying. So we have those mics fired up. Why don't you guys tell the truth about whether or not you agree, whether it's at Commercial Fleet, this company, or other companies with the stats that we just threw out, that most people dog it and most people are not engaged and most people just look at their job as a job for the paycheck. What do you guys think about that?
Is it just a job is the question. So I would think some people may go through flow through life. I mean, I'm not saying personally, I'm just saying maybe. I've worked in the past with professional development companies, and yes, there are companies where they send employees because, hey, these guys just aren't great with people skills. They don't know how to communicate. They don't want to be there. So, yes, I think it does exist a lot mm-hmm. in the businesses. I'm not saying it's here at CFF. Mm-hmm. So,
careful, careful.
That's going on the record.
What's so funny is that. I'm not the one that makes that decision for either of you guys, right? You guys need to understand that. I mean, Troy is totally empowered to decide whether you're engaged and productive and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't make it to my desk anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So you're somewhat protected in here because your boss isn't hearing it. But the most important part is that, you know, you're not going to listen to a podcast where we ask you guys whether or not what we're telling is something that you believe in or not. So, Ramsey, what you're saying is that, yes, you've worked in environments where what we're talking about is true. The question is, what did it do for you? Like, not the 67% who's disconnected, Judge, but the 33% who is engaged. Right? I mean, one bad apple spoils the bunch. Did it feel like that to you when you were empowered and wanting to do the good job? And then this coworker is just sort of like, hey, why are you working so hard, man? What are you doing? Do you have an experience with that?
Well, there's a statistic I learned about in my last job where it's like everyone and all your employees are in a boat, and there's 20% that are engaged. There are 80% that are somewhat engaged, and then there's the last 20% that are disengaged.
That was 120%, though, by the way, right?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, 60%. 60, thank you.
20, 60, 20, gotcha.
All right, so I'm bad at math. Anyways, so it was 100%, right, total, and the 60% in the middle were disengaged, somewhat engaged, not engaged all the time. But the last 20, you would think, okay, well, those disengaged ones are the ones that affect my business the most. But the study found that the ones that really hurt your business are the ones that are kind of somewhat engaged and just but not engaged all the way, because those are the ones
they're like drunk drivers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you'd rather just have the drunk guy in the corner. He can't do anything. You got the problem with the guy that's drunk and gets behind the wheel.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, they're like,
that's true.
There's the cop. Oh, okay, I'm good. I could text and, I can drive and drink and whatever. So that's what I've learned, that you want to be part of the ones who are always engaged, the ones who are rowing the boat, and not the ones who are just rowing the boat when the boss is looking.
Yeah,
so.
When you want to be in an environment, listen, I can't personally, I have to be excited. I've got to be fired up. I need to be stimulated. I need to walk in. I mean, that's why you've been, seen my office. Like, I need to walk in and be greeted by a 14-foot Hulk. Mm-hmm. I need to hear music. I need to see vibrant colors. I need to hear energy. I thrive on that. And I think people do too, right? I mean, people need to be stimulated, and people need to win. Dude, when you freaking win, and we're pressing on a couple of our companies, you get those wins back to back to back, and your plate is so full of tasks that you have to complete, and you understand that by completing that, you're helping the broader team win. Dude, it changes everything. Everything.
And what you're saying, though, Judge, is that you built an environment that made you happy, and then you amazingly found lots of other people that had the same alignment and desire for what makes them happy too.
It goes back to like your core values. I mean, here's what's great about business and capitalism. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's okay. And if you are the leader and you carry that cross, dude, build a freaking company how you want it.
Totally.
Right. I mean, what behaviors and habits do you want? Because there's enough people out there that are aligned with you. Fucking be happy.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. I didn't get it out right, but that's what I was trying to say. Dude, if you're a one-person show, build it the way you want to build it.
Yeah, dude, right? Like, if you want it, aggressive, loud, crazy, speed, I'm referencing me. I mean, then build the freaking culture that way.
Totally. Build it the way you want it to play out, and there's lots of people who come and join you.
Yeah, it's great. I am actually working with Provider Science, which is a client at RP1, and I'm helping them with culture and consulting and everything. And they sent vinyls. They're doing the core values, right? And the president asked me today, she said, here's the first pass. What do you think about them? And they're very soft, right? Very sophisticated, very clean. And I said, it's your office. Like, what feeling do you want? Because that feeling, you're going to walk in, it's going to be very calm, it's going to be very buttoned up, not eclectic, very professional, all continuity. Looks great. If that's what you're going for, home run. But if you're going for, I want freaking killers to come in here and fucking hunt and kill and blood, then we're not there.
Yeah.
But that's a decision of what kind of environment do you want?
Yeah. Z, you want to throw in any commentary? Your mic is hot.
No, it's not.
He did that on purpose.
Z, you just have it there for looks. You
didn't make it hot. It's gold. It's matching everything.
That's funny.
You should get a picture of Z. He's got the Ferrari hat on today and a gold watch.
He got the gold belt buckle, and he put the gold mic in front of him. Oh, Z, that's great.
I'm excited we got the Shures, though.
These make a big difference.
Well, there's one thing I want to mention is that there's two things that I tell myself every day I walk into this company is that always bring value and don't wait for Monero's ass.
Oh, that's right. he does. You got to press him. You got to press. Right? Nah, that's great, man. I mean, that's what you want, though, right? I mean, that's what you want.
All right, that's cool, Z and Ramsey. Thank you guys for having the courage to jump on in. Jump in anytime you want, y'all, if you got some perspective. Judge, when we're talking about growth culture, which is an episode of Scale with Speed that we did on the 7 Deadly Habits,
yep.
you know, this is the people should go back and listen to the 7 deadly habits of business so that you can give yourself a check mm-hmm. on whether or not those 7 things are happening in your organization, because they will destruct it. But that is part of our burn the ships mantra when we talk about creating a growth culture. The 7 deadly habits is a big part of it. So let's go through some other stuff, Big Guy, on, you know, what
do you bring it to life?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, first and foremost, and I think we did an episode on core values, right? Have we done that?
Not yet.
Okay, we're going to. I'm assuming, totally. but a part of that is core values, right? What are the behaviors, the habits, the things that you want to build the organization around, and then how do you bring that to life, you know, visually? So, you know, if you're here looking at CFF, I mean, it's just amazing facility. Right, you've brought to life through vinyls and physical elements your core values, right? And so we did the same thing at SQ1. Like, Fearless was a core value. We had a 14-foot Hulk statue that brought that to life, right? I've worked with smaller companies that said, hey, innovation is a big thing for us. Well, dude, we went and bought, you know, 4, you know, 70-inch monitors, the cheap ones. They were like $1,000 each. Right, and then connected all their software and their analytics to it, put some beanbags in a room, and made it the innovation room.
Yeah,
right. Like, you've got to provide an environment that exudes what you're trying to do. You can't say you're innovative if you don't have any innovative shit.
Yeah, and it starts foundationally, right? And then it's a little bit. I have no great example because this idea just sort of popped into my head. But if you were to lay out. Maybe people think this is a bad example because I'm referring to employees in the same thing as dogs. But if you laid out a smorgasbord of dog toys, right? The dog is going to test those toys, and then they're going to find, they're not even going to know that they were there. You didn't bring them up, right? You just laid them out. Sooner, the dog's going to test it, and they're going to gravitate to the toys that they like. The same thing happens when you bring your culture to life. You, like, for example, in our TVs here. Amazingly, we didn't make a big fanfare of what happens on the TVs and what that is being displayed, but guess what? They figured it out. And you'll walk around the office and there'll be 2 guys pointing at the TV saying, I'm going to get you, man. Dude, you beat me yesterday in the rankings that show on the TVs. But my point is, if foundationally they exist, they begin to come to life.
Yeah, well, it just changes everything. I mean, imagine, let's use a and I know your buddy has a gym. Let's use a gym as an example, okay? What kind of gym are you trying to provoke? Like, I've got this West Side Russian hardcore lifting shirt on. And, you know, dude, if you walked into that gym, I've never been there. I'm assuming if I owned that type of gym, dude, it'd have a huge garage door. It would be clean. You'd have chains, I'd have a mural on there, I'd have industrial lights, I'd be jamming death metal music as loud as possible to invoke that environment.
Dude, you got to watch that documentary on West Side Gym on Netflix, because it's very similar to what you're talking about, and he doesn't give a shit.
Well, that's the culture, but I mean, Matt, that's what, you know, it blows me away when I walk into an office and it's silent. And you got outdated furniture.
Yeah.
You got a shitty fucking company logo sign that you did at Fast Signs, you know, 10 years ago.
Or a banner.
Yeah, or a banner, right? And you got broken chairs, and you've got cubicles, and you've got old school monitor. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah, but like, dude, do you want to fucking win?
No, dude, you don't, because you're so handicapped.
You're scared.
With cash. You're afraid. And all of those things become reflective moments of, dude, if all you can afford is to put up a banner, you got fucking problems in your office,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, we're talking about, you know, some of the companies we're invested in, and we're starting to move up the food chain. Listen, dude. Your website is a reflection of your company and your culture.
Yeah.
If it's a shitty website, dude, guess what you're going to get? Shitty customers.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you get the opportunity to get a good customer and they come to the office and these people spend money and you're handing them out, you know, dollar breakfast burritos from McDonald's, you lost.
Yeah.
That's not the culture that you need to build.
So, if anybody's in Dallas, I'd love you to come by our office here at Commercial Fleet. But in our conference room, we have a old military motorcycle with
awesome
a sidecar,
looking.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I guarantee you some people around this office is like, why do we have that? Well, we have it because the room is called Think Tank.
Yeah.
A military feel to it. The graphic in the room is camo color. The motorcycle is. But more importantly than any of that, when a client or a bank comes to our office, we sit their ass in the sidecar. They shoot the little machine gun that's in front of it, and they put the old school metal helmet on.
Yeah.
And we take a picture of them in it, and then we print the picture, and we put it in a frame, and we send it to them.
It's amazing.
And they put it in their office, and everybody in their office who walks in is like, what the fuck is what are you? You're not going to believe it. I went to this company in Texas. Fucking guy's got a military motorcycle with a fucking, they put me in the, I didn't even have a chance to say no. And next thing I know, they're taking my picture. Dude, you got to bring the place to life.
Bring it to life. So you may be thinking, I can't afford a $20,000 motorcycle or whatever. Here are some ideas that are cost effective. Visually update your space to reflect the core values. And Matt says this all the time. You've got three people in 800 square feet. Throw a freaking pizza party with the employees. Go to Lowe's. Spend $100 on paint.
Yep.
Okay. Get creative. Get some stencils. Paint the place. Put the core values on the wall. Right.
Steam clean the carpet.
Clean it, dude. It frustrates the hell out of me going to an office that is not clean. It costs nothing to clean your office. Clean the office. Make it inviting. Those team members spend more time there than they do at home.
Pay your kid $8 an hour to go up to your office on Sunday and scrub the damn toilets.
Clean it. Create an environment that want to keep people in the office. Right? Now, examples that I've done before, and I know Matt's doing. Dude, we bought treadmill desks. Those things were so, we had eight of them maybe at one time. They were so used, it had its own calendar block that you had to block them. But they had desk on it. People could work, right? We had a yoga room. We provided meals every day. We allowed dogs in. We wanted to create an environment. As we had more mothers, we had a maternity room. I mean, dude, you need to create an environment where people can win,
mm-hmm.
and that want to stay in the environment. Right? You know, we did our CFO did a P&L. Did we used to bring in catered breakfast and lunch, and then depending on who was there at night, dinners, dude, almost every day. And we did the analysis of, okay, you got, you know, hundreds of people, they all leave and they go to Chili's or whatever for an hour and a half lunch, have a beer or whatever. Dude, that hour and a half, if I could have them working. Right, they take a 30-minute lunch because they're eating at their desk, and I get that hour back across 300 people. Dude, it didn't. The cost was insignificant.
Yeah. I mean, we do the boot camp here. It costs us $120 a week to do a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday boot camp. We bring in a personal trainer. We work out in the parking lot for 30 minutes. It's $480 a month, so it's about $6,000 a year. Do you think that is that a pretty good investment? $6,000 a year for people to get back in shape, to feel good about themselves, to break up their day?
Yeah, people say, listen, I work at this amazing company every day. They bring in a trainer that allows me that I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm in an environmental culture. I can take my kids to school, get to work, get my workout in. I don't have to pack gym clothes to go to some shitty gym and, you know, not get home till 8 o'clock at night. Like, dude, it's a huge, that piece right there that Matt did is a phenomenal added value to create a culture of great people that want to work at a great company because you solved a problem.
Yeah.
That's something that drew me here a lot to CFF is because in my last company, I used my own MacBook and I had to use everything. I didn't have anything given to me. I had no amenities, you know, that was it. So, when I was like, all right, let's make the move to Dallas, Troy got in contact with me, brought me here. This was before this brand new office was opening up. It was really nice. And, he just mentioned some small things to me. It was like, oh, we get free Parks coffee in the morning. I'm like, I don't drink coffee, but I think I may start drinking coffee.
Yeah, it's free.
Like, it's free. And I do. I start drinking coffee now, and it's like it helps me in my day. I like look forward to it in the morning, and I'm like, I want to get some coffee. I got some creamer. There's a water purifier machine. I'm like, I can drink from tap all day. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not
but
picky.
But that water is but the that water best water is so you've ever good. Tasted in your life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the good stuff. I mean, I can get stuff from the fridge. It doesn't matter, but yeah. It is so tasty. And then, yeah, there's just so many things. There's a culture here. There's the values. Seeing that printed on the wall as soon as I came in, before it was bigger now.
Yeah.
It was just small right there on the wall. It was still very, very good to see that. Yeah. And I remember thinking that, like, this is it. And full disclosure, there was a company that was trying to recruit me as well. And it was like exactly what Joseph was saying. Carpets are dirty. There was old frames on the wall. I'm like, this is a mistake. What am I doing here? Yeah. This is not terrible. This is it. So
easily fixed.
Yes.
So
thanks for recognizing that, dude.
Yeah, let's end on this. And Matt, unless you want to you have more. I mean, dude, it's important. It's critically important that you're creating an environment that people want to win in. And it doesn't have to cost a lot, right? There's a quote from CEO of Zappos that I know we both love. Our number one priority is company culture, right? Our whole belief is that if you get the culture right, most of the other stuff, like delivering great customer service, building long-term enduring brand, will just happen naturally on its own.
Yeah, man.
And it's so true. If you build a culture of aligned belief systems, habits, and behaviors, and create a real team that lives it, and then you empower them, and you create a freaking environment that they want to be a part of, and that they care, right? I mean, they need to care, dude. Like, dude, you need to clean your desk, right? Because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
You know?
And guess what? You'll be happier, too.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, I mean, you want an environment where people say, you should see my office. And you think it's expensive. Dude, it's not expensive.
No.
Now, it could be expensive. Don't get me wrong. This one was expensive, right? The most we ever spent on culture. I think it's about 40-something thousand just in glass in this office. Didn't have to do it, but totally wanted it to be done so people could say, you got to, I mean, like I got a half-court basketball in my office.
Yeah. No, dude, it's amazing.
So, but I stole that idea from you, dude. I'd never seen a basketball court in an office until I saw pictures of yours. So, look, this is, by the way, at the boot camp, Burn the Ships boot camp, this is one of the biggest takeaways that are attendees.
And we spend a lot of time.
We do. We spend hours, a couple hours, on this topic, and we build out your core values.
Not only your core values, how do you bring them to life? Yeah. What's it relevant to your culture? I mean, that's the amazing thing about Burn the Ships, right? It's not this generic. It's your plan. Yeah. Your culture, your core values.
Right.
So
Judge, I just want to finish up on one other thing when it comes to culture and the relentlessness of it. And we share this in the boot camp. We literally put up on the screen a W-2 from one of our employees, ex-employees here at Commercial Fleet, where the guy was making north, and the W-2 shows that we've whited out his social and his name and all that for privacy. But we show the actual W-2 in which he was making north of $500,000 in personal income. So you can figure out how much that is to the company. And we parted ways because he just would not come on board with the culture.
Yeah, no. It was probably one of the best decisions you've ever done, because then the other people that were aligned go, dude, this is a...
They let that guy go?
Well, not only did they let that guy go, but this means something. This is for real. Like, yeah. This isn't shit on a wall. This is how we do it here.
Because once you do it, you will be tested, especially if you do it after the fact.
Yeah.
That's why if we can help you in your startup phase, or you're just getting going and you're small before you're scaling with speed, get this shit right, because it's much harder to do afterwards, right?
Yeah, you will be tested.
But you will be tested on your relentlessness to the culture sooner or later, and maybe multiple times, and you're going to have to do it. And that's one of the things that we try to give, that ultimate layer of transparency at Burn the Ships, where you know, we go so far as to show you this guy's W-2 privately, but we show you the actual numbers to say, this is an example of a $500,000 decision that proves relentlessness to the value system and the culture of your company. So
it's amazing.
It's awesome. We could spend days on this topic, but we ain't. We only spend it. Z, what's our timeline on this one? What are we, 30 minutes in?
30.
So we're 30 minutes in, and we're going to leave you with that today, because I hope you're coming away from today's podcast and you're saying, I gotta get a handle on this thing called culture.
Go paint the damn walls. Clean the office.
Go steam clean the carpets. Yeah. I mean, really.
Walk in. Like, when you walk into your current environment, are you happy? Even if it's your home office, does it motivate you? Does it inspire you? Does it make you better? Can you get better in your environment? If the answer is no, fix it.
Fix it now. All right, buddy. As you always say, make it happen. We'll see y'all down the road. Take care, everybody.
Make it happen.
You are listening to the Scale with Speed podcast. Why? Because scale equals revenue and speed equals profit. Hosted by 9-figure business builders, Matt Monero and Judge Graham. Enter with caution.